But first, let's talk about shiny new fakes. Bootleg luxury merchandise like wristwatches and handbags are an old story, as are pirated DVDs and books. But I'm talking about knockoffs on a larger scale, much larger, skyscraper-sized. In China right now, a huge office complex is under construction in Beijing, three futuristic glass mountains called Wangjing Soho. It's designed by the superstar British architect Zaha Hadid. Meanwhile, 1,000 miles south, in the city of Chongqing, a copy of those 5-million-square-foot glass mountains is going up as well. But the builders in Chongqing didn't hire Hadid. It's a knockoff, presumably the largest real-time pirated copy of anything ever. And the unauthorized version looks like it might be finished before the original. To help me figure out this crazy situation is Edward Lifson. He's an architecture critic who visits China often and has been writing and thinking a lot about today's Chinese cultural frenzy. Edward Lifson, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you, Kurt. And yes, it is the real me, not a fake.
So when this story broke not long ago, what was your first reaction?
Well, it was only a matter of time. You know, as you said, everything is knocked off in China and pirated, and life is digital today. Architecture files are digital. I suppose some computer-assisted drawings fell off a truck, you know, on the way to Chongqing, and up go the fake buildings.
Zaha Hadid's career and success in China is interesting. She built almost nothing until she was in her 50s, and now at 62, she's got 11 projects under construction in China alone. Why is she and her work so popular in China right now?
Well, I think it's partly because she's building form, if you will. They remind me of Chinese scholars' rocks. You know those rocks that are either in Chinese gardens or sometimes on the desk, and they're very fluid. They look like they've been shaped by water and time.
Right.
Zaha's buildings look like those. She's also a very exotic personality, not an American, and that appeals to the Chinese.
This complex is called Soho, which of course is kind of a copycat gesture in itself. Is this brazen copying of her buildings, as you're suggesting, I think, just an extension of this Chinese, we can copy anything we want and do it better than you paradigm?
We're used to things being copied, but not at this speed and not at this scale. And that's the story of China, the speed and the scale. So the fake might be done before the original, and it's an enormous project. You know, that's what's new about it. I think it also just tells us what a digital world we're living in.
But it's hard to imagine such a thing happening in the United States, in Europe. I guess there's still enough shame, perhaps, that would prevent a developer from investing so much in a copy. Is there a different cultural attitude about the fact of just stealing and copying a design?
Oh, boy, so much to say. Well, when I teach Chinese students, yes, there is a very different attitude about, let's say, honoring a master. They don't call it copying or imitating. You know, it's a part of their educational system. You honor the master. And that's interesting, too, because, you know, we're talking about intellectual property here. And the number of Chinese patents is going up and up exponentially every single year. So as a nation, they are starting to worry more about copying and fakes and protecting their own good ideas.
Is there any copyright issue here? I mean, is there any recourse the developer of the Hadid buildings has in China?
Well, they are not exact copies. Mm-hmm. So the workmanship won't be the same. I think it would be hard to bring a suit. I think what would happen is the issue of face in China.
Right.
So if there's enough press that says this is wrong, this is not how we do it in the contemporary world, if you want to belong to international trade organizations, you don't act like that. This is high profile enough that the Chinese government could force the developer to change the project. But, you know, Hollywood films are pirated all the time. This sort of thing does go on.
Right. And I was thinking about that. The DVDs are pirated. Fashion is quickly and in the same kind of real-time situation pirated. And that has real economic impact on the producers of the originals. This, it's hard to make the case that the developer of the Hadid building is going to make any less money, rent his office space for any less.
That's right. Zaha's work is easily reproducible. And, you know, by the way, she has been accused of plagiarism. In some ways, these projects look like a Norman Foster building in London. So, I don't think that the economic case will really be made. I think It would have to be more of an issue of appearance and face. I love that the new project is called Meituan 22nd Century.
Yes.
You know, like, that's how fast they're going. You know, it's 2013. All right, enough with this one. Let's look forward. Zoom. Fast trains.
And I guess the fact that this can happen, among other things, is a measure of the speed with which things can get built in China, right?
That's exactly right. I hear stories from, let's say, American architects who fly over there, make a deal before they're back on the ground here. Ground is broken and the design is going up. And there are instances where their designs are taken, altered. Their name is not even on it. The check never comes. So, you know, there's all kinds of things going on over there. It's in some ways the Wild East.
Exactly. Edward Lifson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt.
Edward Lifson writes about architecture and helps run the USC's School of Architecture's American Academy in China. Everything that I do, they try to do the same thing.